Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Holy Ghost, do ye again, do ye again in my life. Jesus, receive that upon us. Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see that upon the throne. And pass me not, O gentle Savior, Yeah, my own will cry. Why on earth hast thou art called? Holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. My humble cry. Yeah, my humble cry. Why on earth hast thou art called? Holy, do not pass. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, my humble cry, my humble cry. Oh, that's thou art called. Only you not pass me. Ah, now I love. He's a great God. Hallelujah. Great King above all my God. Our Lord. Oh yes, he's a great God. Hallelujah. Great King above. I believe, yes, Lord, believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with you. It is well with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well with me. Sing it loud and clear. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe it is well with me. Oh, I love calling your name. Every day, your name is the. Sing it again. How I love calling your name every day, every day. Your name is the same, Jesus. Jesus, how I love, how I love calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name. How I love calling your name. Complete in him, I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him, I am complete. Sing it loud and clear, beloved. Complete, oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Done, 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 done. It's not my works of righteousness, but my grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am completed. Oh, yes, complete. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Completely. Hallelujah. Your hand. Send that fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. The Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Where's the Holy Ghost? Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecost on fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Where's our Lord God that has been that we had by thy great power. Our Lord God that has made that from the hand by the house. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Greater mighty God. Greater counsel, mighty. Nothing. Absolutely nothing is so difficult. Behold, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask? Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask? I've been to Calvary. I did my heart with the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Yes, my life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the gathering of your people here. Thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. Thank you, Lord, because you are wonderful. Thank you, Lord, because you are gracious. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the victory that was won on Calvary. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, tonight, lay your hands upon us. Anoint us by your power. Do great and marvelous things for us. Lay your hands upon our lives. Move us forward mightily. thank you, Heavenly Father. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this with boiling anger. Arrows fired into my star. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Arrows fired into my star. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Makate sepeli kaya boshende rabasanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight, we're looking at what I call the Valley of Irrelevance. The Valley of Irrelevance. And you would do well to listen to me very, very carefully. The Valley of Irrelevance. Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us, verse 13, that verse did not have anybody's name attached. That verse did not say it's only for this kind of believer, it's not for that kind of believer. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, shows us the position of the Almighty as far as our lives here on earth are concerned. Deuteronomy 28, 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou acknest unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day, to observe and to do them. It talks about the head, it talks about the tail. It talks about above, it talks about below. It talks about mountain, it talks about valley. It talks about light, it talks about darkness. It talks about going forward and also going backward. The Lord shall make thee. It didn't say thou shalt make thyself. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. So the agenda of God is to place all his children on the top. It is not in the plan of God to put someone in the valley of failure, in the valley where you are not relevant to anybody or anything. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9, there are some people here tonight, if they can pray, you know, the more you pray, the more you recover. If you can pray, tonight will mark your season of unending testimonies. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Hebrews 1, 9. If you are there, say yes. Hebrews 1, 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Did you see that? That anointed thee with the oil of gladness above those who surround you. Or haven't you read the scripture which says, and now shall my head be lifted above the enemies round about me. There is somebody here tonight. Your head shall be lifted up above the enemies around you. In the name of Jesus. God wants to bring you out of obscurity into prominence. All who have come out of the school of prominence, no one has four legs, no one had two heads, no one had four hands. None of them is greater than you. The message this tonight, the agenda of that message, is to catapult those who are serious in their heart to a place of divine relevance. Is to remove the certificate of occupancy of the valley from your hands and to make you climb out of the valley of irrelevance. It does not matter how or where you were born. The fact that you were born in a manger does not mean that you should die like a goat or a cow. Jesus was born in a manger, but now he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No one came into this world with any property. Everybody came here naked. If your mother gave birth to you and you're already wearing clothes from the womb, they'll probably throw you away. They'll probably throw you away. Somebody gave birth to a child in one mountain of fire church. He was a converted Muslim who started coming to church. All the 32 teeth were complete. The pastor there was now afraid to go and dedicate the baby. And was calling me, General Vasya, this kind of baby, how do we dedicate this kind of baby now? So if you came strange, they will throw you away. We all came naked. Nobody brought anything here. Everyone has the same 24 hours available to each and every one of us. What makes a man greater than the other is what he does with his 24 hours. What do you do with your leisure hour? What makes a man greater than the other is what he does with his leisure hour. What you do with that leisure hour determines how far you can go in life. There is no point in singing the praise worship of defeat. My father did not help me. 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 The more you grumble, the more spiritual paralysis you will encounter. So what you do is to stop complaining, stop grumbling, and find out the key of life that can move you to the height God wants you to move to. Find out the key, the mystery of that key that can give you access to your next level. I'm praying for somebody here. The Jericho wall that is blocking your next level shall be demolished by thunder. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Truth is this, very harsh truth, that practically most human beings, they are less than 10% of what God has ordained them to be. They are less than 10%. Most people use only 15% of their brain before they die. Most people don't use one quarter of their talent before they depart from this earth. That's why somebody has said the cemetery is the greatest gold mine. Any power that wants you to die with your good dreams, any power that says, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dream, let those powers be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Masekaponde Yaboshande. Let your amen roar like thunder. Most great men are men who got tired of being poor. They got tired of it. You must get tired of your present position. You must determine that you want to be a proof producer. You must determine to rewrite your family history. You must determine that the enemy will not give you a certificate of occupancy in the valley of irrelevance. In a sense, beloved, we are all historians. Because by history we mean the record of your life, account of your life, report of your life, your destiny diary. You have made past history now. You are making present history now. And you will make future history. So it is important that you write a good history of your life. Those powers that have turned your past into a snake, and that snake of the past is basically biting your future, May those powers die. Your life is a book, and you are writing a chapter every day. And whatever you write in that book, eventually you will read it. If God has ordained you to be a proof producer, a world changer, a family transformer, but for some reasons, the serpent of the past, or the serpent of your habit, the serpent of your character, the serpent of your unholiness, the serpent of laziness has kept you there. You are guilty of making the many destinies that are hanging to your own to fail. Beloved, there are prayers and there are prayers. When you enter into what we call deep prayer, you will not even know that you are sweating. You will not even know whether you are still in church or you are not even here. When you enter into deep prayers, it's possible you even feel as if your legs have been lifted off the floor. When you put 100% of your concentration into the prayers you are praying, then heaven connects with you. Anything can happen. Good enough. Of all powers that are available on earth, none can counter or replace or push aside the power of prayer. Prayer has quenched fire before. Prayer has destroyed mountains. Prayer has dried up, rooted up. So, the kind of prayers for tonight is a bulldozing kind of prayer. So, whatever wall the enemy has built around you, it's time for you to announce to those walls that they should hear the word of the Lord. Because the Bible says, I shall be the head and not the tail. The Bible says, the Lord my God has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. So, if I'm not getting there, those things that are not making me to get there, I have to bend, bow, die, perish, or disappear. That's the thing. There is one meeting they hold in our church in Abuja. It's a Yoruba Naiviji. They call it a very interesting name. They call it Pora. When they say Pora Naiviji, the strange thing about Pora is that those who don't even understand Yoruba, those who are not even Nigerians, they go there. Because the force with which they pray there is different from those who come to English service and put their hands in their pocket. They are shaking their head. Father, Father, Father. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Father. And you are adjusting your scarf. Father. Father. Listen to yourself and then smelling your clothes, whether the perfume you put there has disappeared. It is not that kind of prayer. The prayer that Jacob prayed that changed his name forever, it's not the prayer that you pray and not sweating. Because that angel was determined to go away. And Jacob was determined that the angel would not go. And the battle started. They touched one leg. The leg of Jacob went limp. But he still held on. After 7 hours, what is thy name? What is thy name? So for the first time, we identify the wall of Jericho that has surrounded Jacob so he could not get to his next level. What is thy name? Say Jacob. Say, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. Because as a prince, you wrestle with man and God and you prevail. Right from that day, his life changed. May your life change for good. May your story change to glory. In the name of Jesus. Make up your mind, beloved, that you don't want to be an average person. Because as God created you, no one can actually equal you. The pattern that God made you is different. It's unique. You can be at the top ladder of life. You do not have to be below. And you do not have to be in the dangerous position called average. Dangerous position in the middle. Not too up, not too down. Not too hot, not too cold. Lukewarm. That's what they call average. You cannot be in that place. It's a dangerous place to be. I want you to understand this very, very well. A man went to the war front, he found that the soldiers on the right hand were wearing red. The ones on this side was wearing white. He watched the battle for a while. So he was not sure which side would win. He now went and sewed his own uniform. Red at the front, white at the back. So that whichever wins, he will join them. And say, I'm part of you. Don't you see white in my uniform? I'm part of you. Don't you see red in my uniform? He entered to the war front. Unfortunately for him, when he entered the war front, he turned his back, which was white, on red soldiers. And his front, which was red, to the white soldiers. So they shot him on both sides. That's what happens. When you decide to stay in the middle, it is a tragedy. 95% of the wealth in this world is owned by only 5% of the people. 95% of the wealth on earth is owned by just 5% of the people. Only 20% of the people owns 80% of the land. If you want to try it out now, if I say, anybody who has land there, stand up. You will see what I mean. Only about one in every family on earth is happy. 4 over 5 of families are sad, unhappy, depressed. If you take all the property in this world and you distribute it equally among all the people, research has shown that within a few period, the property will come back to the hands of the owner. The Lord did not intend the world to be like that. It is a terrible spirit, the spirit of the valley, troubling men and women. It is that spirit of the valley that a man will be arranged for the front, he will rearrange the man to the back. The valley. A person who was once very rich now become poor. The valley. Somebody went to school and he studied all the wrong things. All the wrong things. So the certificate he has is attacking his destiny. Because the certificate has no relevance to his destiny. The valley. There are even some people, they are working with fake certificates. Such people never make headway. There are people who travel abroad using other people's passports. They never make it. There are some people, they are always in the middle. Never to the top, never to the total bottom. The valley. There are people, they are poor in spite of the fact that a lot of money has passed through their hands. It's the valley. There are some people, it is when they die that somebody will go and look under their bed and find that he has 10 million naira under that bed. 10 million naira under the bed. Whereas in the morning, he will soak gari. In the afternoon, he will make feshelu. Use cold water to make eba. In the night, he make eba and apple soup. And he has 10 million naira under his bed. Those who were coming to give him concoction to drink before he died, they now take away the money. It's the valley. When you are on earth and you are working and you have no plan at all that one day I must be free from the grip of the landlord. It's not that you have to do it immediately, but a plan, a prayer. You are writing it in your prayer request. Palm or singer should write it. Prayer request, you write it. If you are not doing that, it is the spirit of the value. A lot of people are doing jobs that they hate so much. They are doing the work just to do some work. They hate it. It is a valley. A lot of people, they hate taking any risk. Once the thing involves risk, say, I hear that they are catching people there. I don't want to go. I'm okay with myself. Any spirit that makes you satisfied with a present level which is not the best, the spirit of the valley. Those who are doing the same thing, you are doing the same thing over and over again, and you're expecting this different result, is the spirit of the valley. Your prayer level has not changed. Your scripture reading has not changed. Your aggression in evangelism has not changed. And you are looking for new breakthroughs. It's not possible. You must go to another level, to experience another level. You are here. You waste the most useful period of your life watching television. Valley. The spirit of the valley. When you are around here and you fail to realize that life is too short to be wasted, you still have time to waste. Valley. Perhaps you are still here. Let me tell you the truth today. If you are in here and you can still waste your time to go to all those parties they are holding on the streets, dancing your way into the night, onto demonic music. Valley. Valley. You are here. You always like to please everybody. It's not possible to please everybody. Jesus said, woe unto you. When they say you are good, all of them say you are good. Say, woe unto you. Even the apostles, they said, oh, these men that have turned the world upside down, they are here again. So the people did not like them. Everybody cannot like you. And this is a serious matter. I know what I'm talking about here, and I want you to know. You are here. You are afraid of criticism. This is wrong. Correct this. Correct that. You hate it. You remain in the valley. Some people, they are more concerned with what people are saying or thinking about them than what God thinks about them. They are citizens of the valley. If you are here and the routine of your daily life is basically a waste of time, you have not structured your life. Say, I'm going to wake up so time. Then I do my quiet time so time. Then I read my Bible so time. Then I do this so time. You are not structured like that. You are just living your life in a shoddy manner, vagabond manner. It's value. Your success can be seen from your daily routine. Daily routine. There are some people, they hate changes. Anybody say change now? Change this character. Change that one. They hate it terribly. Citizen of the valley. There are some, they join in useless and non-edifying conversations. Just waste time and talk. Useless talk. There are some people, they prefer to waste time than to pray, to think, to read, and plan. They are not interested. Just prefer to waste time. There are some people, they have no control over their temper, over their appetite, over their tongue, over their sexual life. They are all citizens of the valley. You must make up your mind here tonight that something has to break. You must encounter your own angel that will ask you, what is your name? So that you can move forward. A lot of destinies are attached to your own. When a man is in the valley of irrelevance, he's just in the middle of the road in life. He's allergic to being a hero. He's talented but unsuccessful. He's an unrewarded genius. An educated deficit. They have been born, but they refuse to unleash their greatness. They procrastinate. And they waste their God-given abilities in that evil valley. I'm praying for somebody here. The power that has pushed you to stagnation, that doesn't want you to face challenges, that will move you forward, the power must be destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. In the hospital for spiritual catapulting, there are plenty of patients. When the patients appear at the hospital, or at the spiritual hospital, and the spiritual doctor begins to check them up, it's easy for the doctor to see those who already have valley malaria, valley diabetes, valley tuberculosis, which will eventually consign them to that valley. Are you here? You have lost hunger to read the Bible. It's a sickness of the valley. You are here. You are becoming money focused, money conscious, or just money. It's valley infirmity. You are here. You easily keep offense in your heart. Valley infirmity. You begin to lose interest in long and fervent prayers. People like you don't want to go to night vigil. It is valley infirmity.
Sleeping in the place of prayer is a serious chronic spiritual disease of the valley. Inability to pray alone on your own is a valley infirmity. Or anytime you start praying,
your mind begins to wander. Just wondering.
When you are reading newspapers, your heart does not wander. When you are listening to news, your heart does not wander. But immediately you start prayer. That is moving from Nigeria to Togo, from Togo to London, all over the place. It's a valley infirmity.
I'm telling you all this so you can understand why some people find it so difficult to live where they are for their next level.
The enemy has been using those things that I've been mentioning as a wall of Jericho around them. Perhaps you are here too. You easily get angry. Any month you lose your temper. Get so angry. Lose your temper. Like that girl. 13 times her engagement to marry broke down. She went to her poor mother and said, "Mama, you are a bastard. You are seeing me like this. And you are not running about to help me." So, no good mother will see that the daughter has failed engagement 13 times and is sitting down. Said, "Mama, the fact that you are sitting down, you are doing nothing, shows that you are my problem." The mother said, "No, I'm trying my best." Said, "It's okay, I will talk to my friends." They took her from place to place. They washed her head. They washed her legs. They took her to the stream. She wore ashoke to the stream. She removed the ashoke. They threw it into the stream. Still, the men did not stay until they brought her here. The mother, the same mother, brought her here. They thought I was a native doctor. They said, "Sir, if you can do it, so that somebody will get married. What I will do, you'll be surprised. Man of God, I will surprise you." I said, "So don't worry. I don't want anything from you. Let us pray." Close my eyes. "Father, in the name of Jesus, I had," and I said, "Son, this lady has no problem. Our only problem is our volcanic anger. It is that anger that is driving away the men, nothing." And I said, "In Jesus' name, amen." He said, "No witch, no wizard is troubling her." The woman said, "We're in the wrong place." Said, "But everywhere we went, they say witches and wizards." I said, "No. This lady must stop getting angry. She has a bad temper." I said, "Okay." And I said, "You, young lady, the first mother went away. What did you do to him?" "Say, I was talking to him that day. He was using me to play guitar. So I took the guitar from his hand, smashed it on his head." "Say, Mama, did you hear? Would they smash the guitar on the head of a man and he will still stay? Does he know the next thing they will smash on his head?" I said, "Yes." "Well, how about the second man? What happened?" "Say, that is, sir. You can't blame me for that one. That one is not serious. I said, you should bring money. Didn't bring money. And he wanted to sleep with me. So I held his thing and I squeezed it." I said, "Mama, did you hear that one?" If anger is still ruling you, it is a serious Jericho wall against your next level. Against your next level. Perhaps you are here too. You are so worrisome. Everything you will think. You will worry. Then you become a worry bag. The problem with worry will give you plenty of work to do, but no progress. It is a valley infirmity. Perhaps you are here too. You enjoy the company of sinners more than the company of the children of God. You enjoy the company of unbelievers than the company of the children of God. It is a valley infirmity. Perhaps you, as a spiritual person, you've read the Bible where Jesus told his disciples, when they could not cast out a demon, he told them, this particular kind, it may not be another kind. This one does not go until you fast and you pray. Some problems will never go away until you add fasting to your prayer. When fasting becomes difficult for you, it's a valley infirmity. Valley infirmity. It is a tragedy that there are so many people, ordinary primary school fasting of palm was changes, they can't do it. 70 days now has started. They find it difficult. So difficult. Some will now take a small nylon bag
put orange inside, chin chin, small bottle of Coke, puff puff, and we hold it, put it on the table, and be looking at the puff puff and the clock, 2 o'clock. Valley, infirmity. When you prefer to be reading worldly books, you enjoy worldly books more than scriptural books and the Bible. It's a valley infirmity. You are here and you hate any message about sin, about holiness, about second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, about righteousness, about consecration. You don't like those messages. The only messages we find in your house is motivational messages. Messages about money, wealth creation. It's not a sin to listen to those messages. But if it is the only message you prefer, your spiritual life is suffering from cancer. You are here. You love worldly films. You can stay all night and watch it. With due respect, if you are a Nollywood addict, some people are becoming addicted to it, forget spiritual growth completely. Are you here? You find it so difficult to forgive anybody. You want to revenge. Then it's valley spirit. When you as a believer begin to find it so difficult to evangelize, you can't tell somebody Jesus loves you. Surrender your life to Jesus. You are not proud to be seen with a Bible. You can't put your hand in your handbag and say, this is the Bible. It's a valley infirmity. Valley infirmity. When you become too proud, nobody can talk to you again. Unteachable. It's a valley infirmity. You have come from a polygamous home. God has brought you to a church like this. You don't like the woman in this church. Your eyes are too sharp. You don't like all the sisters here. In spite of the fact that any kind of sister you want in MFM, you will find. Whether she's tall, short, or fat, or big, or slim, graduate, master's, PhD, banker, lecturer, cannot see anybody in that place. You now went to one bookateria somewhere and pick up somebody from there. I say, we're going to church, we're going to church. Clean off your lipstick. If they see it, they will say, I'm not holy. Who do you think you are deceiving? It's yourself. It's yourself. And it's a very sad affair. When you have gathered enough fire, and that you bring in a deficit husband, a deficit wife, as a fire extinguisher to quench it for you. I want you to understand this very well. The valley spirit. I told you the story of that brother went to his village. And he said, give me a girl in this village who can pound yam more than any other girl. And they gave him the yam pounder. And he brought the yam pounder to Lagos. He did not tell us when he was going. He did not tell us where he got the yam pounder from. Brought her to Lagos. The first night when they arrived in Lagos, they slept. Brother woke up 1 a.m. and he found that the lady from the village has removed her head from the pillow. She put legs on the pillow and put head where the brother put leg. Ha! The brother woke up. I said, hello, hello, hello. This is Lagos. In Lagos, we do not put our legs on the pillow. We put head on the pillow. Put legs below. The lady said, I'm sorry, sir. She changed. 2 hours later, the brother woke up. The same position had taken place. Legs on the pillow. Head where his legs are. Woke her up again. Sir, why did you do this again? I said, the fan is blowing in my face. We don't have fan in the village. So brother said, change back. He changed back. He put up the fan. After about 1 hour again, she has changed again. He could not sleep again. Now drag her to me the next day. She's sleeping one kind. She's sleeping one kind. And I said, hello? How are you? I said, fine, sir. I said, are you not aware that there are certain spirits bothering you? I asked her. She looked at me and smiled. I said, excuse me, sir. Emere ni mina?
When a man begins to disobey God, the spirit of the valley. You submit yourself to sex. You now begin to regret it afterwards. The spirit of the valley. You are watching pornography. It is the spirit of the valley. It is a tragedy of the internet that over 70% of those who are on the internet are watching pornography. Spirit of the valley. Any form of stealing, whether you are stealing your tithe, you are stealing from others, it's the spirit of the valley. Shamelessness. No shame. Dress anyhow. Talk anyhow. The spirit of the valley. All the drinking of alcohol or hard drugs. It's the spirit of the valley. You are cohabiting with a man you are not married to. The spirit of the valley. You are practicing masturbation. You are sleeping with yourself. It's the spirit of the valley. Any form of sexual perversion like incest and those things, they are spirits of the valley. All the overeating, you overeat, especially when the food is free. It's the spirit of the valley. Unteachableness, the spirit of the valley. Decide that by the power of God, you must pull yourself above average. Decide by the power of God that slavery, confusion, and frustration will not cage you. Decide by the power of God that you can succeed. Decide by the power of God that you can exhibit the faith that will move mountains. Decide by the power of God to control your thinking and to avoid friends who will pull you down to the low level. Decide by the power of God to disallow wicked friends, wicked people, misinformed friends to ruin your life. Decide by the power of God that you will not yield to failure. Decide by the power of God that you will not drift about in the market square of life without any focus. Decide by the power of God that whatever it takes to destroy the wall of Jericho that says you will not go to your next level, you will pray it out. Decide, even if you have come from a family where nobody is relevant, that you will pray yourself into relevance. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. Something is about to break loose here. There are some people who are about to be pushed into their arena of unending breakthroughs. But if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone in this garden tonight, bow down your heads. Tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that has become the wall of Jericho, prevent you from moving forward. Ask him to forgive you, man. It is important you do so seriously before we go into these prayer sessions. Amen. Listen, we used to sing that when the Spirit of God comes upon my life, I will dance like this David dance. We have those who want to dance like David dance, but who cannot pray like David prayed. We have those calling on God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have those who call on God of Elijah, but they are not ready to pray the kind of boiling prayer that Elijah prayed. Fervent prayer. That is, they put water on fire and they are boiling it. That's what they call fervent. It is not fervent prayer when you are talking and you are sleeping. With a voice that will not give God an alternative. With a voice that is expecting something to happen right here. You will shout this loud and clear. Powers of my Father's heart! Assigned to rubbish me. The powers of the father's house of Moses is rubbish Moses. Can you shout it again? Your voice is too low. Die! In the name of Jesus.
Tasatia.
Ribo Satenda Kaya Boshenta.
Something is happening here tonight. I refuse to be rubbished. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray.
My sister, if you must break through, you have to be more focused than this. Your aggression is too low. It is not like that of blind Bartimaeus yet. Neither is it like Jacob yet.
With a violent voice again,
you will shout this loud and clear.
Wall of Jericho! Blocking my next level!
In the name of Jesus.
Masapotela kaya boshenta. Riba polikatanda santa. Deketende ya boshenta la bokopola baraba. Jesus, open your mouth. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
That's better. Now with a more violent voice, say demoting powers. Commonizing powers. Can you shout that loud? I am not your candidate. Can you say that again?
Die! In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Bakate sente ya boshenta. Dakatenda rabo sopola kaya boshenta. Deribo kopola kapoliga. Banakanta rabo sopola kaya boshenta raba.
Open your mouth. Enough is enough. Your life must change. Your story must change. Your story must change.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We are now in a realm where heavens will respect the most aggressive.
My life changing angel.
Can I hear your voice, beloved? That voice is not loud enough.
Appear in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Let us share the grace and fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy of our Lord, all the days of our Lord, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.